Art About Town time, and we're talking about art fairs, and not just any old art fair, the Other Art Fair is one that's happening on Sydney this weekend. Luke Potkin, the fair director, joins us now. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me on, Danny.
My absolute pleasure. The Other Art Fair, it's not like other art fairs, is it?
We like to think we're a little bit different, that's for sure.
What is it? What's your point of difference, mate?
Big thing for us is it's all about getting that opportunity to meet directly with artists. So we'll have 130 artists joining us across the 4 days this week. And they're all representing their own work. So rather than going through a gallery or third party, it's artists offering self-representation. So you get a chance to meet with them and have a conversation and learn about their work and connect not just with the work themselves, but with the artists. But we also sprinkle a little bit of magic along the way with different installations and activities taking place around the fair for people to get stuck into. So it's all about making it a fun social environment for people to unwind in and discover art they love.
Wow, so over 130 artists. What type of art is showing at it?
A whole different array, and I think that's the point. It's really about finding something that you connect with. So if you come along this week and you can't find an artist whose work you connect with, then frankly, Danny, I think you're doing something wrong.
Like me personally, I just see everyone going there. Now, obviously,
I hope you're coming.
I'll definitely try to get along to this. It's important to have events like this where emerging and established artists can sort of get together and share their art, isn't it?
That's right, yes. I think for the artists themselves as well, obviously, it's a very solitary practice being in the studio all day working away. So the visitors, it's wonderful to get to have that personal connection. But for the artists as well, it's lovely for them to actually meet the people that will be buying and owning their work. And actually, you know, have that conversation and understand what with it. Both sides of the aisle, it's very special.
And it is one of those things too, where it's sort of, it might be a good experience for people wanting to start that journey of becoming an art collector. What kind of price range are the works here at the fair?
Well, this is it. I think us, what we really love to create is an opportunity to bring people in that maybe don't spend their day going to galleries, and maybe this is the first time they've really been in a commercial art space. For that reason, we have such an array of price points. So there will be things from $100 up to, you know, $20,000. There'll be, you know, limited edition prints and original work. So no matter what part of your art collecting journey you're on, whether you've never bought artwork before or whether you're a seasoned collector, we cater for you. And what I get the most joy from is actually people that step into this space thinking maybe, you know, the art world isn't for them and discover actually it can be. And we're not expecting people to come through the doors armed with, you know, an art history degree. It's just about finding things that you appreciate on a personal level and feeling comfortable to strike up a conversation about each piece.
And I guess it provides that opportunity there as well where the artist and the patron are meeting one another.
Exactly. It's all about that chance to interact.
What's that like there? Is it sort of, have you sort of had any interesting tales from the past about artists meeting the collectors?
This is a volume of people coming through. So, you know, maybe it'll be 10,000 people coming through the doors to attend this weekend. So there's always these chance encounters that can take place. The one that springs to mind last year, actually, it was a photographer called Brett Patman. He goes by the artist name Lost Collective. And he does these incredible photographs of kind of forgotten environments, urban environments in abandoned places, very moody and very captivating. And last July, I think it was, at the Cutaway, in fact, he had a chance encounter with someone who, per chance, happened to have the keys to a nuclear bunker in Australia.
Oh, jeez.
And off the back of that conversation, after the fair, he was invited to go and photograph this bunker that's now abandoned. Whoever this person was who has keys to them, I have no idea. I just love those little moments where, you know, by chance, they get to meet, and it leads to new things and new work.
Yes, and it's so very rare you get a happy ending to a story that starts with "Come and take photos of my nuclear bunker." And it's not just art that's on there at the fair as well. You've got all sorts of other stuff happening.
Yeah, we do. So we have an illustrator, Ali Wild, who will be doing some nude illustrations of people.
Some what?
People can come and pose for her. They don't have to take their clothes off, I should stress.
Oh, right.
She has a very good imagination. They are more than welcome then. To. Well, so as much as the illustration itself, it's the chance to actually, have a bit of catharsis and unwind in a very unique way, yeah. I would say.
They might need a bit of imagination if they were to do me.
we'll give it a go.
And there's other sorts of live painting happening as well. There's a live mural painting?
Yeah, there is, yes. I think so often we come across these murals out in public spaces and, you know, they seemingly disappear there fully formed in the dead of night. And this is a chance for people to see that process. So we have Elliot Gareth Watson, who throughout the 4 days is creating a large scale mural in the fair. People can see those steps and follow along that journey. We'll have the finished piece that will, you know, have a very short life. Because as soon as the show ends, it will be gone.
Ah, there we go. Go in and check it out while you can. Luke Potkin, director of the Other Art Fair, happening in Sydney this weekend. Before I let you go, you better let me know what time it's running to, and it is a ticketed event, so how can people get their tickets?
It is a ticketed event, so they can purchase tickets via our website, theotherart.com. Tickets will be available. You can book them in advance at least time on arrival. We're opening tonight.
Sorry, you're just dropping out there, so I'm going to take over this part for you. Your website is theotherartfair.com. The opening night party is tonight. All the information for it is available there. That's Luke doing an artistic thing. That is not speech. This is sort of abstract speech. Look, it's going to be unreal. Theotherartfair.com. This has been Danny Chifley being Willie Russo for Art About Town.